Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I see.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 30, thethirdingredient.com. Chip Rogers is here. He's the president of the American Hotel and Lodging Association, AHLA. Put a .org on that, Chip?
Actually, just .com, yeah.
Okay. AHLA.com, that's the American Hotel and Lodging Association. Chip's giving us a report on how things are going. Not too well right now. Chip, one of the things that I've been trying to help people understand is the difference between the inconvenient and the inevitable. The inconvenient is the fact that the pandemic has put our economy in this sorry state it's in right now. The inevitable is that some of the things that we don't like, that we've had to make adjustments to, were already coming at us. They just got accelerated. So I think it helps me at least to think about it that way. What do you think?
There's no question about it. Yeah, and we see some of that in our industry. But you're right. I mean, it forces you to do things you were going to ultimately have to do anyway.
Well, yeah. In the hotel industry, what would be an example?
Contactless check-in. So we had already started that as an industry, years ago.
Explain.
So you use your phone and you don't have to go to the front desk anymore.
Yeah.
You just go straight to your room and your phone will automatically open your room door.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to check out. It will automatically check out for you. And so that way you're not standing in a lobby. You're not having to come in contact with anybody else. And so the industry was moving that way because it's easier. It's less costly. It's more efficient. And it gives a better guest experience. Mm-hmm. But now we're seeing it universally adopted.
Absolutely. So that's a perfect example of that. And thank you for that report. And I don't know is there anything else in particular that stands out that was coming at you anyway? I don't know. What would it be?
Well, one of the other things we're starting to see is, in the old days, if you stayed at a hotel, your room would be cleaned every single day for you.
Yeah.
We began to see this trend, and it was really based on environmental impact, of not necessarily cleaning and washing the sheets and the towels every single day if you're there for multiple days, but doing it at the beginning and at the end of your stay. Now, we're beginning to see a move in that direction as well. Interestingly enough, the one segment of the hotel industry that has held up better than all the rest is the extended stay segment. And that's the model they've had for years,
right,
where, you check into a clean room and then once you leave, they clean it again, but they're not going to clean it while you're there.
Well, see, I've been doing this for a long time, Chip, much to my wife's chagrin when she travels with me. When I check in, I put a do not disturb sign on my door and I don't take it off till I check out. I don't want anybody in and out of my room. No offense to anybody. I just like to know I'm the only one that's been in there. I travel with technology and stuff. And I just want that. I don't need my bed to be made every night, as I said, much to my wife's chagrin. So I want you to, there's something going on right now in Congress that I want you to talk to us about, the HOPE Act that you're pushing for. And I want you to talk to us about that.
Yeah, so it gets a little technical, but I'll give you kind of the broad view or the layman's view, and that is there's about a third of the hotel debt. A moment ago we talked about, why hotels have so much debt. It's because of these large real estate structures and their locations. But about a third of all the debt is what's known as commercial mortgage-backed security, where the hotel is really what you're putting up against the loan. Well, those agreements have really strict requirements. They're more like contracts with a group of investors as opposed to, traditional lender and borrower. And so I'll give you an example. So you're 30 days late, you fall into delinquency. If you're 60 days late on a payment, you go into receivership, which means somebody else then begins operating the hotel.
Right.
And at 90 days, you fall into foreclosure. And they're written into the contract, and they're not controlled by the government. So what's happening right now is across the U.S., you have about 25% of all hotels are already into that delinquency phase,
wow.
which means they're headed towards foreclosure. What this would do would allow there to be preferred equity that the government would come in and offer. And it would act like a loan, but it wouldn't be a loan because all these loans don't allow other loans on top of them. But it's really a lifesaver so that these folks can make their payments. Now, they would pay it all back, so the government would not lose any money.
Right.
But right now, it's the only thing that we see keeping thousands of hotels from going into foreclosure and shutting down.
And this is beyond the Paycheck Protection Program, right?
It is, because with the Paycheck Protection Program, you know, it's very limited what you can borrow.
It's payroll.
It's up to, it's 10 weeks to payroll, and then you have to use 75% of it on payroll.
Yeah.
So this would allow people to make their mortgage payments, which is incredibly important in our industry.
Yeah, with the Paycheck Protection Program, you could make interest. You could pay interest on mortgages, but not the payment, not the debt service. So where is the HOPE Act?
Pay interest, yeah.
Where is the HOPE Act?
So it's sitting in the House of Representatives. It's a bipartisan bill. Every day we get more sponsors and co-sponsors, and hopefully they will bring it out. But the thing is that the Treasury Department could actually do this right now under the Main Street Lending Act. They have the authority to do that, and we hope that's what happens.
Well, that's a perfect way for the Fed to step in too, isn't it? Isn't this something the Fed can do?
You're exactly right. The Fed could do this unilaterally. We've talked to Secretary Mnuchin many times. And explain to him that if nothing happens, you're going to have upwards of 4,000 to 5,000 hotels in the next 12 months be foreclosed on.
That's right. That's not going to be good, folks. The collateral damage from that is going to be a nightmare. Section 13 of the Federal Reserve Charter allows the Fed to step in and contribute to helping companies, small companies even. So I hope they'll
work that out. You're a wise man. Not many people know that yet.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Chip Rogers and talk about the future of this industry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.